This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A televangelist is suing the governor and the state health department over restrictions on religious gatherings during the pandemic. CPR's Natalia Navarro reports.
A conservative nonprofit filed the suit in U.S. District Court Monday on behalf of Andrew Womack Ministries. It challenges Colorado's limits on gatherings that cap events at 175 people. Next week, the Christian ministry plans to host a pastor's conference near Colorado Springs. This summer, the state attorney general sent a cease and desist letter to the group for violating public health orders by hosting a conference. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
Colorado farmers shared stories with state officials today on how they're dealing with drought, COVID-19, and other challenges. KRCC's Elena Rivera reports.
Michael Hirakata is a fourth-generation farmer who grows melons and pumpkins in Rocky Ford. He participated in the roundtable discussion from the Colorado Department of Agriculture. Hirakata says times like these teaches kids about the importance of resiliency.
I want to teach my kids that nothing comes easy. It's very hard life. But you know, at the end of the day, when you see a good harvest come in, you can kick your boots off and be very happy of what you've done in that short amount of time.
Due to COVID-19, Hirakata says they cut summer tours and scaled back hiring. Other farmers on the call voiced concerns about this year's drought affecting cattle pastures and wondered what next year's yield might look like if droughts continue. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
Coming up, a senior Trump campaign advisor on how the president will defend his record tonight. Then the Cubs and the White Sox are in the playoffs for just the third time in history. The Chicagoans won't be cheering at the stadia or at bars. Those stories coming up next. Also coming up, Pueblo is an important battleground as voters will help determine who wins the Senate race and a U.S. House seat.
These are two people who are Democrats, mm-hmm. who vote Democratic when they vote, mm-hmm. but you know what? They don't vote very much.
Oh.
So we're trying to nudge them.
Parties are playing the turnout game in Pueblo. CPR's Benta Berkland will have our story in 10 minutes on All Things Considered on CPR News.